You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Especially since we're kind of stretching our legs and stretching our arms out on our new XM station, XM Talk 244. Right, America's Talk on XM Channel 244. So we switched from 166. The whole channel moved over. So all your favorite shows that you usually listen to on XM Channel 166, now on XM 244. If you guys are on XM 244, you're listening to this. If you're not, you just missed that. You see? Got a lot to talk about. Apparently, scientists now have created a sensor, kind of Star Trek-like cool sensor, that can be put inside the body and monitor almost all aspects of your health. Movement, pulse, weight. If something's off, it sends an alert. And I guess it could be put inside the body, in your house. This is some cool stuff. So we're going to talk about that now. This isn't the first time we've heard a scientist trying to make this sensor, but we think this is the closest they've ever been. We also have news that autistic children see movement twice as quickly as those without having autism. So autistic kids can see movement quicker. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean, you know, like Spider-Man? Remember in the Spider-Man movies, somebody's about to punch him? And he's able to see that and slow it down and be able to stop the punch. All right. So there may be some superhero qualities to our autistic children. Would make perfect sense to me. We all saw Rain Man. All right. You know, what may be a curse to some may actually be a gift in other ways. So we'll talk about that. Fish oil. You know, many of you try to avoid the statin medications and you say you take the fish oil instead. Another study has come out saying fish oil really doesn't protect your heart. So we need to talk about that. And pets. Which states have the highest death rates of pets? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, the scoop. At 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Yeah, I'm a little frustrated with my pets. I don't like them throwing up in the house. I don't like them pooping in the house, peeing on the house, peeing on my clothes. I can't stand it. The dogs, too. And yeah, and the kids. But apparently there's a map. I posted this on Facebook and Twitter. If not, I'll do it again. Where it was a study released by Banfield Pet Hospital, and it shows that our pets live longer in the western states, but maybe not so much in the southern states. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, maybe heat stroke is an issue, Lyme disease, you know, certain worms, etc. So this is kind of interesting. Apparently, dogs live longer. We're talking about just dogs now, all right? And South Dakota, Montana, Oregon, New Mexico, Colorado. But dogs have shorter lifespans in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Delaware, and Massachusetts. How much of this is due to them eating table scrapings? Did you ever wonder? Right? What about them eating table scrapings? And then cats. Cats live longer in Montana, Colorado, Rhode Island, Illinois, and Nebraska, but they seem to die quicker in Delaware, Ohio, Louisiana, Kentucky, and Mississippi. So Mississippi is probably one of the worst states for pets. Not sure why. I thought, you know, Mississippi, I mean, it's easy to spell, right? M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. People are usually pretty happy in Mississippi because they have a state they can spell, right? And, you know, Mississippi, just kind of a fun word. Fun term. Okay, so what are all these animals dying of? You know, maybe they think it's because of the mosquitoes in the southern areas. You know, they say if you spay your female pets, spayed and neutered. So if you spay them, yeah, it lowers the chance of them getting breast cancer and eliminates the risk of something called pyometra. That's a fatal uterus infection. Yeah, I bet you guys didn't think that we could on this show talk about cat's uteri, even though we talk about human's uteri. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bill on the line. Oh, Bill's calling from Georgia. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Hey, Doc, I'm in Georgia today anyway.
Awesome, these are trucker. Woo-hoo!
The other day you were talking about weight loss and different things to do for weight loss. They're advertising a product on XM here that seems to me to be scary and dangerous. They say that you drink it. It's a drinkable stuff, and it expands in your stomach to where you're not even hungry for 5 to 7 hours.
Mm.
Well, my question is, how would you eliminate that? That just seems scary to me.
Give me the name of the product. I'll look it up. Do you know the name of the product?
Bisectin or Bisectin.
Bisectin? Sounds like vasectomy. Vasectomy usually makes you not want to eat. My guess is there's some sort of a half-life or a timed release or some sort of timing chemical effect where then if it's in the stomach and it expands kind of like a sponge would, then that there's some sort of a release or a time elimination half-life such that after a certain amount of time it starts to shrink again. But you're right, something like that does sound a little dangerous. You know, you don't want anything expanding in your body. You want things getting out of your body if it has to. You don't want to think that something could get stuck. I'll try to look it up. Don's working on that too. I can't find, but I'll have to probably just listen to XM one day to hear the commercial. But, the trick to weight loss is, yes, eating less. All right, and then, of course, exercising and trying to burn off the calories. So I understand how they could product this because, you know, you're putting something in your body. It helps you feel full. And certain foods do, like celery. Celery is phenomenal for making you feel full. A lot of us don't eat it because we don't want to fart later, you know. But I unfortunately don't know much about it, so I can't say. And then maybe I have to be careful because if it's a sponsor of XM, whew. Yeah, let me see if I can find out any information on it. Thanks, Bill, for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, thank you, Bill, for having called in the previous segment. Don found the article discussing Ativa. Ativa is basically a hydrogel-type polymer. It's a type of substance where it's a certain type of grain where if it mixes with water, the grains swell into a gel-like substance. The gel substance expands in the stomach. Little room is therefore left for food. The gel also stretches to the point where your stomach stretches a little bit. When the stomach walls stretch, it stimulates nerve fibers that go up to the brain, telling your brain you're full. When they gave this medicine to rats, rats stopped eating for about 18 hours. Now, what happens? Does it shrink later? It does. The polymer later shrinks. They say the sugar and fatty acids are released and slowly trickle into the bloodstream. The gel continues on its way through the large intestine, finally disintegrates and passes out of the body. That's, you know, I tell you, in theory, it sounds wonderful. I'm reading this blog by Judith Wortman, PhD. But, you know, even if this isn't what's being described on XM or on one of the commercials being advertised, I know one of you over the break says, why don't you have these guys as your sponsor? You know what? It's hard when it comes to radio sponsors. You know, I like to really know the product, and I really like to have faith in the product. You know, like freeze-dried guy, I love the food. I've eaten it. I see how long it lasts. I love the packaging. I love being able to store it. It's a product I really, really like. If I don't know much about a product, it's hard for me to endorse it, you know? And something like this, you know, yeah, I could see how it could cause some concern, but there's a lot of diet aids out there that already do something like this, like psyllium fiber. The psyllium, we know, helps kind of bind cholesterol in your abdomen. And I guess there's this fiber pill that with your gastric juices causes it to expand, makes you feel full. The only thing is that could also increase your poop time and your transit time. So some of you guys notice you're pooping a lot more when you take it. Although, I'm a huge fan of fiber and psyllium. I think you could get that in Metamucil also. And that makes you feel full. It's just, you know, I mean, you could take Metamucil for crying out loud. The problem is nobody wants to poop in the middle of their day. They're very, very busy. There's something called Apisat. Now, this is made from seaweed, according to LiveStrong.com. Made from seaweed harvested along the French Atlantic coast. Apisat, I hope I'm pronouncing, I mean, if it's French, apisat, also expands in the stomach, increases sense of fullness. You need to take it 30 minutes before a meal. The pill swells, stretches the stomach wall. I know, how do you make sure it stops? That's what I want to know. Then it triggers receptors in your brain that you're full. Why don't we just have an implant put into the brain that just says full? This way you don't have to deal with all this, you know, secondary, you know, he loves me not type of thing. Just, you know, have something go straight to the brain. This way the stomach doesn't have to blow up. Then there's something called glucomannan. This is a dietary fiber from the konjac plant. No, not Kojak, konjac plant. That grows in Asia. It's packed with nutrients, they say, low in calories, has no fat. This is according to NutraIngredients-USA.com. Can hold 100 times its own water weight. Swells in your stomach to reduce feelings of hunger and help you eat less calories. The only thing is if it doesn't expand properly in the stomach, it could be restricted by the pill casing, and then you got to poop that sucker out. Boy, you know, it's hard. I think, you know, like Bill and a lot of my truckers out there, God bless you guys, I don't think it's because you overeat. Yeah, I understand there's boredom and, you know, I can understand trying to keep yourself awake. You're going to eat, you know, food to stay awake. And we've talked about foods that give you energy. Nuts are phenomenal. If you guys could eat some nuts, that'll be great. Like Brazilian nuts and not peanuts. Chocolate covered peanuts. I know. I like those, but no, not those. It has to be the, you know, boring tasty nuts to give you energy. I think a lot of our problem is portion size and lack of exercise. And that's all our problems. I mean, me, I can't exercise to the degree I need to be the weight I want to. I can't. And it's, I probably can. It's just I wouldn't have time to do radio or my office. So, I would probably just take these, you know, these, diet pills that swell in your body the size of a grain. I would probably take them with a grain of salt, right? Because, tricking your body into not being hungry like phentermine does and how fenfen used to. Yeah, that works, but it only works temporarily. And if we're going to lose the weight, I want to lose the weight long term. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Robert writes, Dolly, I think my 15-year-old is pregnant. Her mom doesn't live with us anymore, has a new boyfriend. My daughter locks herself up in her room, but I've noticed she's gained a lot of weight. I don't want her getting an abortion, but she won't talk to me. How do I find out if she's pregnant? Oh, that's a tough one. I don't have a 15-year-old yet. I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I'm noticing it is getting a lot harder for them to open up. Now, they're boys, so I don't have to have the pregnancy concerns with them, although I have to worry later about them getting other people pregnant. That's going to stink. Man, you know, that's going to, yeah, I'll just sew a condom on them. I don't care. You know, use some 3-0 nylon suture. We should be fine. If you are raising a daughter and you're a single dad, I'd drag her to the doctor's office anyway. All right. You have to. Okay, you're still her dad. She's 15. All right, now, I get that. If she is pregnant, there's emancipation laws that allow her to not have to go to the doctor with a parent. Okay, you know, she's allowed to seek medical care on her own without a parent. But all you know now is she's gained weight. You're just guessing that she could be pregnant. So if she's gained weight, okay, you could take her to the doctor for that. There's no laws prohibiting you from that. You're her father, for crying out loud. So you go to the doctor and you say, and you know, and it's kind of hard because it's kind of, you know, difficult to talk to with your daughter about gaining weight. My family was always open about it. You know, I mean, grandma was like, Dolly, your tushy's kind of big. I hated that. Oh my gosh. You know, why do you have a second chin? I mean, my family really never beat around the bush. Hey, that's probably why none of us really had a lot of self-confidence, but I think it made us stronger in one end because, you know, nobody kind of, you know, kitten gloved us. And then all of a sudden you're dating somebody and he goes, dang, you got a big booty. So, you know, I don't know about, you know, your family. And I know it's difficult when mom's not there because a lot of times dads could just go to mom and say, all right, mom, talk to her. She's gaining weight. And then the mom could go in there and go, oh, honey, you are just so beautiful and you're getting all these curves. You know, are you going to get too many curves? And, you know, the girls can talk or they could go and get a manicure together and, I don't know, do whatever they do. I have boys. So if I want to talk to my boys, I just, you know, I take them out, you know, shooting or, you know, we go to the range or the, one of my kids got a bow and arrow now, right? So daddy gets to take him out and do that. So, you know, a lot of times you could talk to boys then, right? Going on a hike. I can't take my boys, you know, to do nails or anything like that. They probably would really clam up. Or who knows? Maybe you need all the kind of girly stuff surrounding to make you talk. So what I would do is I would say, all right, honey, it's time for your physical. We're going to go to the doctor. Oh, I don't want to go. I'll get shots. I don't think you need shots, but I'm your father. It's time to go to the doctor. Well, why? I don't have to give you a reason why. It's because I pay the bills. We're going to the doctor. You go to the doctor, and then you leave the daughter in the room, and you ask to speak to the doctor outside in the hall. All right? So the daughter's in the room, probably texting or Facebooking or tweeting or, hope you know, maybe listening to the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app or Android app, which is available now for free that you can download from your app store or Droid store. So you take doctor out into the hallway and go, look, she's gaining weight. Mom and I are split. Mom's not around. I can't tell if she's getting pregnant. I'm concerned. All right? Whatever you think is appropriate, I'm here. Then doctor goes in, and we doctors, we're pretty good with this kind of stuff. We're pretty good, you know? Like, I don't like to trick my patients or trick my teenagers, but if I have a teenager who's gaining weight and having issues, all right, I'll ask them about, you know, their periods. Well, you know, my periods are okay. Well, tell me about okay. They tell me about their periods. I'm like, you know, we got to do some hormonal tests on you. We're going to do a blood test, easy, quick blood test, but I'm going to put some hormones on there. All right, I'll put some female hormones on there. I'll put some, you know, and, you know, sometimes I explain what hormones. We're in a testosterone, a prolactin, an HCG, which we find in pregnancy, but we also find in, you know, and so I just kind of, you know, I work it through. And most of these girls allow you to do it. You know, have we found women pregnant when dads brought them in? Absolutely. And then we sit down and talk to them, and it's, it gets pretty dramatic. You could actually do a reality TV show on that kind of stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I see your calls coming in. We'll get right to you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we move on, I just want to say something about, you know, the previous listener and him, you know, dealing with a daughter that might be pregnant and he doesn't know how to approach it, doesn't want her going to get an abortion. You know, I think we've really lost sight of what our relationship should be with our kids. And just because our kids can have sex and, you know, they're in puberty and many of them are working jobs and they're able to drive a little earlier than we used to, it doesn't mean they're not our kids. And I see too many parents completely wussified to the point where they don't really take control or take charge of either the relationship with their kids or, you know, what the kids' day is. You know, I mean, when kids say, you know, I'm just going to do this, I'm going to do my own thing, whatever happened to no, you're going to go to school, when you come back from school, you're going to help at the shop, or you're going to clean the house, or you're going to do X, Y, and Z. I mean, there's things our kids are supposed to do being a part of the family, and these kids don't seem to be connected to the family. They think the family is just one small aspect of their day. And so they come home, you know, if they have to come home or because they have to come home. And it's not because, you know, it's not because they want to come home. They don't feel like they're, the family is their nucleus, so to speak. You understand what I mean? I mean, I remember when I was a teenager, I couldn't wait to get the hell out of the house. I would be scratching at the door, you know, and I also liked school too. So some of you probably think I'm a dork in that respect, but I just didn't like being home. I thought my family was an obstacle to, you know, this is how I thought when I was a teenager, an obstacle to what I needed to do. They were in my way. They were keeping me back. I couldn't do what I wanted to. And true, I came from a family that was very restrictive. They wouldn't let me work, so I couldn't, raise money for college. You know, I had to just try and get scholarship. They didn't want me dating. They didn't want me, you know, so I always had to, you know, be confined to the house. My parents had a kid when I was in high school. So, I basically had to raise them when I got back from school because they would leave and, I don't know, work or whatever. And I love my parents to death. I'm not speaking bad about them, but you know, I mean, I was tied to the house there, you know, and maybe the good to that is I wasn't running around outside and meeting people and getting pregnant, et cetera. All right, but there's got to be a fine line between those two, or there's got to be a compromise between those two approaches of letting your kid do whatever the hell they do and being afraid to approach a topic as serious and as possibly deadly as a pregnancy. I mean, people forget that you could die during childbirth. I mean, you know, pregnancy is some serious stuff, and you're their parent. Nobody's going to give a damn about your kid more than you. So if you have a daughter you think is pregnant, you need to be all over that. I mean, you need to have her in the hospital, or you need to have her take a pregnancy test. Now, the problem with that, all right, is, you know, you're the father, and I get that. Okay, see, me being the mom, I could be all up in my kid's business. I'm the mama, right? I don't think there's going to be really any consequences. If I want my kids to take a drug test, take a pregnancy test, I mean, I can just say, you're going to do it, and, you know, I don't know, maybe I don't know with the boys, but with the girls, I can say, look, I'm not going to watch, but I'm going to stand in the bathroom and make sure you aren't, you know, just dipping it in the toilet water so it comes out clean type of thing. But I understand as a dad, it's difficult. I mean, you got a daughter, you got a teenage daughter, and, you know, nowadays, people can be accused of anything under the sun. I mean, you know, you have cases where people are sexually abusing their children, and then you have cases where, no, nothing like that's going on, but the kid claims it. So I understand as a dad it's difficult, which is why, like I said, you got to get the doctor involved. All right, let the doctor do the testing. All right, and the doctor, yeah, the doctor could do a urine test, but a lot of us know you got to get it in the blood. Okay, you know, if we don't have the types of, you know, facilities for drug testing or pregnancy testing where the toilets don't have water in it, there's no sink, you know, for them to, you know, pour something on it. You know, many times if we think that the child or the, employee who needs to take the drug test or whatever can, you know, try to falsify their results, we just send them to the lab where they have those appropriate bathrooms. And I know some of you are like, gosh, Dahlia, there's no way I'll be able to get my kid to even go that far. The kid is going to run off and get an abortion. Okay, well, when are they going to run off and do that? When? When they're in school? When they're supposed to be coming home? I mean, what time in the day do they have to go off and run and get an abortion? All right, and if that's the case, maybe move that kid in with your mother or with your sister or with aunt, uncle, or somebody. Or why don't you get her mother involved? But I can't stand that so many parents don't know what the heck their kids are doing, and they're so afraid to approach things with the kids because they think the kids are going to freak out. You know, one of my listeners had asked me about bringing up a subject with the kid, and it would be about drugs and him having to ground him and, you know, not allow him to hang out with the friends that he's hanging out with, maybe move schools, but he's so afraid the kid's going to kill himself. So basically, parents are feeling blackmailed that they can't do anything because the kid is going to threaten to kill themselves. If your kid threatens to kill himself, What you do is you get them locked up for a couple days. Why not? If your kid says, you know what, if you make me move schools, if you make me break up with this boy, if you do this, I'm going to kill myself. Really, you're threatening you're going to kill yourself? Then what you do is you call the local behavioral health services and you tell them, my child said this. I have no idea if they're being dramatic or not. I don't know what to do. Get them involved. And a lot of times, they could do like an inpatient treatment for a couple days. Let the kids spend a couple days in an institution and then let them see if they threaten it again. Now, some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, no, that's bad because then they'll just kill themselves quietly. I don't know. I mean, spending a couple days in a place where you don't want to be, you may kind of realize how good you got it. But, I mean, and make sure the kids don't have things at their disposal that they could use to kill themselves. Okay? Pills need to be locked up, even Tylenols. All right? Guns need to be locked up in a gun safe. Lock up the knives. I mean, we'll talk about, suicide protocol and suicide watch for teenagers. It's a scary subject. But it's such a scary subject that parents aren't parenting anymore. That's bull crap. I mean, my gosh, if your 15-year-old is gaining weight and you think she's pregnant, something went wrong. Now, let's say she's not pregnant. Let's say the 15-year-old daughter is going through some puberty issues, some hormonal issues, is packing on some pounds, PE a lot of times stops sophomore year. She's 15 years old. Maybe PE is now, letting them just walk when everybody has to run. You know how the older students would just kind of walk in the back and just talk while everybody else was running track? I was trying to be at the front of the pack running. I was so proud of myself. I was like Miss Super Athlete. But all the cool kids were in the back walking. I mean, maybe she's just gaining weight because of that. Maybe it's because she gets junk food in high school. There's other reasons. But don't fear discussing it with your child. Make sense? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And if any of you have been successful, I mean, I would love to hear. I mean, teach us because, like I said, I'm a parent. But I'm a parent of two young boys. I think I have it a lot easier than some of you. Now, yes, I know with the boys, you got the issues of, driving and drinking and drugs. I mean, I think you have that with girls, too. But, I have a very good tool that I use in my house. It's called the Fear of the Lord. So I basically let them think, if I'm not watching God is. And, God could reap a whole lot of, heat on you more than mama could. And I think they believe that. I think they do. But again, they're young, so it's easy to manipulate them now. Yeah. Hey, come on, we're allowed to manipulate our kids. For years I told my kids I know everything. All right? So they come to me and ask. All right? I don't want them coming to their kids and asking about, their friends and asking about sex and drugs. Come to mama. I know everything. Now, whether they want to have that discussion with me or not, I make sure I approach it. Mom, I'm just trying to watch SpongeBob SquarePants. What are they talking about with sex at school? All right, guys, I see you guys on the lines. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show. June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-A-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go back to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James on the line. This is my buddy James. James, what's up, buddy? You're in New York now, huh?
The air up here is very thin today.
Wow.
I'm up in New York. There's not enough oxygen getting around.
Yeah.
The reason I called was because you mentioned a child behavior issue with the kids threatening. So suicide and stuff like that over, you know, taking away, you know, their own or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I want to stress very important nowadays, because I'm pretty sure you and I are about the same age. I may be a little bit older. Mm-hmm. But when we were younger, our parents had very strict guidelines on discipline. Down the South, if you got out of line, whatever was readily available, you got whacked with.
Wait a second.
And
how old are you?
I'm not.
No. We're not going on yet. How old are you?
I'm 46.
46. So we're close. All right. I'm 40. Okay. I'm 41. I'm turning 42, but we'll still just say I'm 41 for a while for now. Okay, so we're close in age. You could go on.
Well, the situation being, if you got out of line, I don't know if it was same in your family, but in my family, whenever I got out of line, it was, whatever was handy, it was usually a whack with the belt or brush or what have you. I'm going to say this. I don't want to sound dictatorship or tyrannical or anything. That needs to come back because the primary problem with children today and young adults is they have no respect for their authority or their elders. There is no yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. You know, there is no respect, period, for people anymore. And the children need to be taught that. They need to be less selfish and more disciplined. And
I hear you.
If I can liken this to people who have kids that also have pets, now this is going to sound strange, but believe it or not, when you have a dog, you're part of what's called a pack, and you have to be the alpha or the head of the pack. Now, being a parent, naturally you are. So you basically have to treat your child like you would treat your dog in order to get them to obey your commands.
It's true.
I know that sounds strange, but if you think about it, that's a good way to work it. You know?
Well, exactly. You know, James, thank you for calling. You know, it's interesting. You know, nowadays you can't even talk about spanking or any sort of punishment without, losing your license and, you know, being, the media completely crucifying you, you know, all over if you bring that up. And, and I come from a family where I think they did it too much. You know, I mean, if my folks were in a bad mood, especially dad, I mean, you get the belt. And I didn't really think that was appropriate either. But, I think this timeout, you know, many of us parents, we did the timeout thing. That's what I did because I wanted to be the opposite of what I grew up with. And so I would do, okay, you know, time out. Well, one kid sits in time out and they start to giggle. And then when you have two kids and you're trying to do time out, they just sit there and giggle and then they poke each other. So then you put the two kids across the room doing time out and then they make faces to each other and hand gestures and then they're giggling. And they're giggling. So then you try to put one in another room versus another and then they do Morse code on the wall. And these kids, they make a game of it. You know, and I spanked my kids once, and I remember this because it was only once, and the reason why I spanked it was my older boy, he giggled, and it wasn't even hard enough because I didn't know what to do. I was so afraid of, you know, fracturing a pelvic bone that I was really kitten gloving it, but I was, the younger one was a baby, the older one was probably maybe four at the time, five, and we were at a park, and this park is huge, probably the length of a football field. All right, the play area on one side, the rest is grass for you to run around with dogs and soccer, etc. And I guess he met a girl, and this little girl was 5 years old, and they saw an ice cream truck together on the other side of the football field type park. So he comes up to me and he goes, Mom, I want to go to the ice cream truck. Now, I look, and it wasn't an ice cream truck like you and I are used to seeing. It was this white van with an ice cream cone picture pasted on it. I'm like, a van? And I tell him, hell to the no. All right. Now, mind you, it was just me, the baby, and a stroller, and him. So I tell he and this little hoochie mama girl trying to manipulate my baby, you know, to go somewhere else with her. And I was like, oh, not happening. So I go, you two go play. And I'm watching them, and they look like they go play, etc. So I'm watching the baby. Baby wants to breastfeed, or he takes a crap, the younger one, I don't know. And then I look around for the older one, and boom, gone. Okay, so the older boy's gone. And, you know, his little hussy friend. And now I'm looking around, and I'm getting ticked. Okay, and then I decide to peer over to the fake ice cream truck, and there they are going up to that truck. So now I bolt, and I don't know how I did it with the stroller, but I bolt, and I was screaming like a crazy woman because I didn't want my kid to get into that van. Well, when he came home, he got a butt whooping. Of course, it didn't hurt him. He was kind of confused by the whole process going, what, that, was that supposed to hurt? You know, and I was like, oh, wait till I tell your father. You know, and it was because for him to listen to somebody else besides me, he had to know I was in charge. Now, he's never done such a thing, but then again, we've also never gone back to the park. But, you know, there is something to say with, I mean, you know, if you're going to do a punishment, it has to hurt, but not so much physically hurt. See, for my kids, we don't have to hurt them or spank them or smack them or pull their hair or, you know, not let them go to bed without dinner, because all we have to do is say no World of Warcraft or shut off their computer. They are on the ground writhing in pain and convulsions from withdrawal because they don't have the computer. And I feel like successfully the punishment worked. Now, one trick I used to do as a kid is if my parents came up with a punishment and it was something that I didn't think, you know, hurt enough or whatever, I acted like it hurt. Like one time my mom spanked me and it really didn't hurt, but I decided to cry like it was Armageddon so that she would think she successfully carried out a punishment. So I don't know if my kids are doing that, where they're like, oh, no, she's not letting me watch SpongeBob SquarePants. Ah, you know. And, you know, they could be faking it, but you know what? If they're going to go through all that trouble, right, to convince me that that punishment was a bad one, I'm going to let it fly fine by me. So just realize, remember, a punishment has to hurt just enough so they don't do it again. And I don't think you always have to go physical. I really don't. I think you could get into a lot of trouble these days now going physical. And the studies have shown that, you know, spanking doesn't seem to work. But you say no TV for a month, no computers for a month, or you're hanging out with the wrong kids, so we're switching schools, that's going to hurt and that's going to bite. And it probably bites enough. No, you're not going to the homecoming game. You screwed up big time. Pot, really? Nope, you're not going to the homecoming game. Oh, I just want to die. Really, you want to die? Fine, I'm calling the authorities. I mean, you know, you have to be tough. You have to show that you cannot mess with your mama. You cannot mess with dad. Hopefully they also have, you know, a fear of God and, you know right from wrong and a respect for God. But, I think we're doing things wrong. Okay, so when we come back after the break, we're going to be talking about the fish oil, why it's not that wonderful and successful in preventing heart disease. Don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide provide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.